WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival's special series here on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, celebrating the passing of Labor Day, I guess you might say.
Oh, I don't know. Are we celebrating
Well, I kind of, I actually like the fall, and I know it's not official fall yet, but it certainly is getting close. We've had a wonderful summer, although a little hot sometimes, but musically, you've had a very successful season.
Thank you so much, Mike. No, we really have. And now that the festival ends, people think, what do you do next?
Well, you just wait.
Not exactly. So a lot of planning, obviously, is already taking place for next summer. But in the meantime, we have this wonderful chamber music series that we inaugurated last year.
Right.
And that went so well. All the concerts were sold out and our audiences were thrilled. So we are continuing them this year.
Excellent. So what's coming up first?
So the first concert of the series is graciously sponsored by Sue and Jim Clow. And there are only a few seats left for this concert.
So here we go again.
Exactly. It's on September 22nd at the Newport Art Museum. And at this time of year, there's plenty of free parking in the area. So it is the Ariel String Quartet, and we are absolutely thrilled that they are coming to be with us for that concert. What's really wonderful about these concerts, as we mentioned last season, is that all of our guests get to arrive at 6:30, grab a glass of wine, some wonderful heavy apps, tour the museum, and then at 7 o'clock sit down for the concert.
That sounds like a great way to get exercise. You have heavy apps, so you have to lift them. So that, I suppose that's a way to look at it.
I guess. And then you get this wonderful concert, and then at an intermission, you're more than welcome to have more wine and more appetizers. And so people have really said that it's been a wonderful experience. And again, our partners at the Newport Art Museum make this possible. So it's really terrific. So about the Ariel Quartet, their performance have been called by the Washington Post a blazing, larger-than-life performance. The Ariel Quartet has earned its glowing international reputation, and they were formed in Israel nearly 20 years ago when their members were in middle school, so they're still quite young. However, the quartet was recently awarded the prestigious Cleveland Quartet Award, and they serve as the faculty quartet in residence at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music, where they direct the chamber music program and do an annual series there in addition to their very busy schedule. So they've done all kinds of things all over the world. They did the complete cycle of string quartets of Beethoven in Berlin. They had a 2015 debut at Carnegie Hall. They've performed in Asia. They were previously the resident ensemble at the New England Conservatory. They won all kinds of awards on Franz Schubert and the Modern Music Award. So they have been absolutely all over the place. And honestly, we are thrilled that they are here. They've also worked with Itzhak Perlman, Kim Kashkashian, among others. So the first piece on this program is the Schumann String Quartet in A minor, Opus 41, number 1. Robert Schumann only lived from 1810 to 1856. He died quite young. And towards the end of his life in 1842, he turned his manic focus, he was a very focused person, to the string quartet. You know, he had written a lot of other ensemble pieces and a lot of vocal music. However, he really decided that he was going to try to do chamber music. And it was interesting because, you know, the other composers that preceded him, like Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Mendelssohn, he had to cope with the fact that, you know, he had all these greats, you know, right around
all
him.
All around him.
All right, exactly. Sure. So he did dive into this, and this first quartet of his is really quite beautiful. It sounds a little like Beethoven, and they are the Ariel String Quartet's also playing a Beethoven quartet later on the program, so there's really a nice parallel there. So it really sounds like a little bit of Beethoven at the beginning, and it is truly a textbook sonata, this opening movement, you know, with classic rules. And then he goes into a development and then a scherzo, which is a little like Mendelssohn, you know, it's got that sprightliness. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of it, you know, he ends a little bit more like the textbook you would anticipate. Nonetheless, it really does have Schumann's particular romantic style stamped all over it. So it's really quite interesting. And so this piece, it has four movements, and I think I'd love to listen to this first movement. So this is the Engegaard Quartet playing the first movement of Schumann's first string quartet, number one, opus 41, and the first movement is marked Introduzione, Andante Espressivo, and Allegro.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival's special series. This is actually episode number 33.
Wow, Pamela. Such fun.
We're just rolling along.
You know, I forgot to tell our guests that are listening where they can buy their tickets.
Well, let's do that because we're talking about the concert that's going to be on September 22nd with the Aerial String Quartet. Mm-hmm. And it's almost sold out, so they want to hurry and get these tickets.
There are 15 seats left, so it's quite remarkable. Yes. So please go to our website at www.newportmusic.org, or you can call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Excellent. All right. You can do it the old-fashioned way and call up, or just go to newportmusic.org. There you go. Well, where are we going to pick up?
The second piece on the program is Brahms' Quartet in A minor, Opus 51, number 2. Now, interestingly enough, Johannes Brahms lived from 1833 to 1897. And as we know, he was mentored by Robert and Clara Schumann. I always love when these concerts have such... a thread running through them.
A history of work, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, it's Clara Schumann's birthday year, so at the festival in 2019, we'll be performing some of her works. She was probably the greatest female composer of all time.
Really?
Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, she was a concert pianist, and some people think maybe even better than her husband, Robert.
Okay.
So...
she says with a smile.
So... Brahms released these first two string quartets quite late in life in 1873. However, you know, through his letters and things, we actually know that he had tried for probably over 10 years to write a string quartet, and he just kept throwing his pieces away because, according to him, they weren't good enough. So what's really interesting is this second string quartet, we think, was written actually quite quickly, that he had finally mastered the form and was able to turn it out quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He dedicated this piece to his friend, the Viennese surgeon, who was also an amateur string player, Theodor Billroth, and so it's quite lyrical. There are four movements, as is normal in this sort of genre, but what's really interesting is that the opening of the first theme in this opening movement is created on half notes in the first violin, and the pitches are A, F, A, E, and this might be a reference to Josef Joachim's motto, F-A-E, frei, aber einsam, which means freely but solitary. So what's interesting is, again, you know, the connection to the Schumanns, the connection to his friends, that at that point in time, Vienna, were actually quite small, and all the intellectuals and composers and musicians worked all together. So it is absolutely beautiful. So he goes into a quartet movement and then moves into the third movement, which is the Allegro vivace that comes out of the quasi minuetto, again a traditional form, and he ends with the Allegro non assai. And what's really fabulous about this recording that we're going to hear is the Aerial Quartet just released it in 2018.
What great time.
And they selected this piece to be on their premiere recording. So I thought it was really wonderful that we're going to be able to have them signing this CD, and people will have heard the music on their CD. So that's always very exciting when you can do that. So we're going to listen to the last movement of the Brahms, the finale, Allegro non assai, by the Aerial Quartet.
Here we go. We'll listen to that and then take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We have been listening to music that will be played on September 22nd, part of the Newport Music Festival's Chamber Series, if that's the correct term.
Yes.
And there's more than one, just other than September 22nd, another one coming up in October.
October 27th, and we're very excited because Sarah Davis Buchner and Stephanie Chase, who made such a splash this summer at the festival, are both coming back. They've concertized a lot together. And so, unfortunately, this summer they only played one or two pieces together because they were so busy, you know, playing big ensemble pieces. And as we mentioned, Stephanie played that beautiful, the Vivaldi Four Seasons.
Right.
And Sarah was involved in so many great evenings, including West Side Story. And she did a whole dueling pianos concert out at Blythewald. So they were both very busy. But now we've got this opportunity to hear them both together again at the Art Museum on Saturday, the 27th. And what's interesting about this program is there's a lot of traditional pieces, but there's also some very interesting music. Sarah happened to work with a composer of movie music, and so she'll be playing some of that. So really, really fun stuff.
All right, so and now then, don't miss out on this one.
Because that's right.
it's a little bit further down the road, so there are a few more tickets available than
there are.
September one.
Exactly.
So check it out at newportmusic.org, right?
Correct. And even after that, and these tickets haven't even gone on sale, but we'll do a sneak preview.
Whoa.
We are doing...
Let's say it very quietly.
Okay, very quietly. We're doing a big Christmas concert at St. Mary's Church.
Wow.
On December 8th and 9th with a children's chorus and a big chorus and organ and harp and piano, and Trevor Neal, the fabulous baritone from this summer,
right,
is coming back to sing for us. So this fabulous baritone soloist.
And that's at what church in Newport?
That's at St. Mary's.
At St. Mary's.
In Newport. And
Newport.
That's on the 8th and 9th, and tickets will be going on sale soon. But I just think that's going to be such fun. There's even going to be a sing-along in the middle of it.
I can do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can do this. I can sing along.
So very exciting stuff happening this fall and winter.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to the Ariel String Quartet.
So after intermission, they'll be playing Beethoven's final completed work. So this was the final piece that he actually completed in its entirety before he passed. His String Quartet number 16, Opus 135. So Beethoven lived from 1770 to 1827, and he died in March. So he wrote this string quartet in October of 1826. So you can see how close to death he was. And it's interesting because whereas his other quartets are really big and monumental, sort of like that Beethoven sound you expect, this piece is a little different. It's airy. It's a little more transparent. It's playful in natures. And it almost seems like he had an epiphany. And some people feel like he knew his death was coming. And this was sort of, he didn't have the burden of being Beethoven anymore. He thought, I can kind of do whatever I want now.
Might as well.
Right, exactly. Right. So this piece is sort of that representation. It's quite beautiful. And the first movement is quite spare. And the second movement is very quick. The third movement is a hymn. In some of his early sketches, he actually wrote above the third movement, Süße Ruhegesang oder Friedengesang, which means a sweet song of calm or peace. So it's very full of forgiveness and love, but you also sense a great sadness there. And the final movement bears this strange inscription that musicologists have struggled with for a long time. It says, Der schwer gefasste Entschluss, which means the difficult decision. And then it says, muss es sein, which means must it be? So do we have Beethoven questioning his death coming, or what is he questioning? Because you get almost to the end of this movement, and then it says, es muss sein, which means it must be. So it's almost, again, this sense of it must be that he's coming.
This premonition almost.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So this piece, you know, has always been, people have been fascinated with it. Again, it doesn't sound like other Beethoven, and it's really quite wonderful. Again, his life overlapped with that of Schumann. So again, that thread going through this concert. So I selected that beautiful third movement that's so tranquil, and it is marked Lento assai, cantante e tranquillo, and this is played by the Emerson String Quartet.
Thank you.
Pamela, we have time for another piece that will feature what's happening on September 22nd with the Aerial String Quartet.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. No, I'm so glad that we do. The last piece on the program is Hugo Wolf's Italian Serenade. Hugo Wolf lived from 1860 to 1903, so again, we're just moving this timeline forward a little bit. He is one of my favorite composers, though he is not very well known outside of his vast song repertoire. And someday we'll have to do a program on Hugo Wolf's song repertoire, because it is quite astounding, and he is a remarkable composer. So sometimes among, you know, this period of time, we find composers like Hugo Wolf just trying something else. You know, so he wrote all these songs, and here he's trying out some chamber music. And another example of this is Verdi's string quartet, right? We think of Verdi as a big opera composer, and he wrote this lovely string quartet. So he wrote this actually in 3 days. He was in the middle of writing songs set to Eichendorff, a great poet. And so you actually can hear in this one of his songs, the melodies from one of his songs called Der Soldat, that he was writing exactly in the same period. So what's quite interesting about this is because Wolf, you know, he wasn't normally a writer of string ensembles like this. He just kind of played around. So this serenade is quite comic. I think he was just having a good time. And actually, at the beginning, you hear this mock tuning as if the instruments are tuning, but it's actually written into the piece.
So it's part of it. It's
exactly.
Okay, this is a B and this is a B.
So then, you know, he writes this really beautiful, fun, dancey kind of piece. So let's end this program by listening to this fun piece played by the Brodsky Quartet. And again, a huge thank you to Sue and Jim Clough for their sponsorship of this concert and their generosity towards the Aerial Quartet. They're actually hosting them and taking care of them while they're here, which is just so lovely.
Excellent. And don't forget to check out the website, newportmusic.org. Don't miss that concert, September 22nd, and buy tickets now for that October 27th concert also. Pamela, we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.